Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If Jesus had any ideas about swooping into Jerusalem, stirring things up a bit before the Passover, and then sneaking back out of town before he could be arrested, this was not the way to go about that. Rather, it appears that Jesus did his best to frustrate and annoy and infuriate the Jewish leaders at every turn. And thus, day by day, began the process of digging his own grave. The Jewish leaders, irritated by Jesus' rather brash entrance into Jerusalem and his indignant clearing of the temple, wanted to know by whose authority he was doing these things. Who or what gave him the right to act with such impudence? And so they asked him forthrightly, "Who gave you this authority?" But Jesus' answer back to them was anything but forthright. Rather, he answered their question with a question of his own, a question that he knew that they would be unwilling to answer, and thus a question that would show himself to be smarter than they themselves were, and thus a question that would show them up in front of the people. If Jesus was afraid of getting on the wrong side of the chief priests and the teachers of the law, you wouldn't know it. Because everything that he did served to further their animosity toward him. You know, he could have so easily just answered their question by saying, "I do these things by the authority of Scripture," or "I do these things by the authority of God." They would have liked his answer, to be sure. And they would have probably grumbled about it for a bit, like they did about everything that he did. But there wasn't any way for them to prove that he wasn't from God. In fact, in light of Nicodemus's words in John chapter 3, we know that many of them actually did believe that he had come from God. But regardless, if he would have just given them a straight answer, they might have been a little miffed at the answer, but they would have probably just moved on and waited for another time to try to come at him. At least the Jewish leaders would have saved face among the people. But what Jesus did and how he showed them up with his question and how he then refused to answer them because they refused to answer him completely humiliated and embarrassed them. It was as if they were all subject to him and subject to his authority rather than he subject to them and to their authority. And it was all done in earshot and in full view of all the people. Each time they confronted Jesus with some accusation or question or complaint, they ended up losing credibility with the people, and Jesus continued to gain it. Like I said before, had Jesus wanted to simply swoop into Jerusalem, teach a few things, and then scurry out unscathed, he was going about it in the wrong way. For what Jesus did, by refusing to answer the question of the chief priests, was nothing less than to continue the process of digging his own grave, which was precisely the point, and which showed by whose authority Jesus was doing what he was doing. In John chapter 12, Jesus said these words, referring to his imminent death. He said, "Now my heart is troubled. What should I say? Father, save me from this hour?" No. It was for this very reason that I came to this hour. Jesus came to this world to save sinners. And that can only happen by dying in our place and then by defeating death by rising from the grave. He came into the world, as he said in John, that we might have life and we might have it to the full. But that life necessitated and depended upon his death and resurrection. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. That word "gave" there doesn't simply mean that God allowed his Son to come into this world to be our friend. No, that word in John 3:16, that God gave his only Son, means that he gave him over to death. From the moment in the Garden of Eden, when God promised Adam and Eve that he would send them a deliverer, and that that deliverer would be struck in the heel by that serpent, God was talking about and already planning for the death of his Son. By what authority did Jesus do these things? I'll tell you by what authority. By the authority of the Almighty God of the universe, who sent him here on a mission of mercy. And the way that we know that he was from God, even though the people were able to kill him, is because he rose back to life. He had authority over death, which is the authority of God himself. Jesus said in John chapter 10, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it back up again. This command I receive from my Father. Yes, Jesus wasn't making any effort to hide. And yes, it's true, Jesus was pushing the Jewish leaders' buttons at every turn. And yes, Jesus was, in a manner of speaking, digging his own grave. But that was all according to plan. Not theirs, but his. They thought that he was playing right into their hands. And all the while, they were playing right into his. Jesus came to save us, which meant dying for us. And nothing in this world was going to stop that from happening. To God be the glory for the sacrifice of his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen.